They're commander-in-chief of the armed forces, but presidents don't sufficiently think of themselves as chief executive officers of the executive branch. If they thought more like CEOs, then perhaps so many of the big management snafus wouldn't happen. That's the view of Bob Tobias, founder and development director of the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University, who joins me now with more. Bob, you're saying that the president should become or think of him or herself as a CEO of the executive branch. You don't feel they do that already?
I don't. I think that presidents have historically distanced themselves from the executive branch to protect themselves. But I don't think that strategy has worked, because we've certainly seen from Katrina in the Bush administration, and we've seen with healthcare.com in the Obama administration and the VA issues, that the public holds the president responsible for what happens in the executive branch, but the president doesn't then assume personal accountability for what happens in the executive branch.
What about the cabinet officers? Do you think they devolve too much of it to them? And then they don't have very many cabinet meetings as a matter of practice, and so therefore they feel a step removed from everything?
Well, I think that what we're really talking about here is whether or not the president sees himself or herself as the manager or the leader of the executive branch in terms of public policy implementation. Certainly, cabinet officials are selected in large part for their ability to create public policy, not implement public policy. What I'm suggesting is more of a focus on managing the executive branch as a CEO. And I think the relationship would change drastically if the president saw himself or herself as responsible for effectively managing the executive branch. If I take on that responsibility, I don't spend time bashing federal employees. I spend time thinking how I can create a collaborative relationship with those I'm leading.
As a matter of day-to-day function, though, what would that look like for the president to see himself as the direct manager of that pretty big bureaucracy?
It is a pretty big bureaucracy. And as I say, presidents have historically been focused on public policy creation. Now, I think the Obama administration has moved more toward holding political appointees accountable for achieving performance objectives. And interestingly enough, they've created cross-department, cross-agency performance objectives. So it's looking more and more like an increased focus on public policy implementation, but not in terms of the sort of mindset of the president himself, in this case, President Obama.
Could this be because politics have become so dire, it seems, and so politicized, with every piece of legislation causing some kind of a tongue war on Capitol Hill, that presidents are pretty much concerned with how things look and what the policy should be and what constituencies have to be served politically, and very little time is left to spend on the nuts and bolts of government?
Well, I think that's the way presidents have allocated their time in the past, but when something bad happens, the whole focus shifts back to the president, as it has with VA, as it did with healthcare.com, and the president is put in a very defensive, quite awkward position, when in fact, a more proactive approach in managing and leading the executive branch may have eliminated that kind of a problem.
Because presidents have very busy days, and they're scheduled to the minute, I think. You know, they carry around that little black book, and someone is making sure they are where they have to be every minute of the day. Where would they get the time to spend more time on the nuts and bolts?
The question is, I mean, there are only 24 hours in every day. The question is, what priority do I place on public policy implementation? And heretofore, presidents haven't put much focus on public policy implementation to their detriment. And President Bush is certainly an example of that with Katrina. After Katrina, his poll numbers started falling off. The focus on him achieving his goals and objectives declined. So a bad public policy implementation incident can cause significant damage to a presidency. So it seems to me that a president ought to be saying, I would like to avoid those to the maximum possible extent, and the only way I can do that is spending more time on those kinds of issues.
We're speaking with Robert Tobias, Director of Development for the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. And what about the Office of Management and Budget? How could its role evolve in some manner to enable this kind of CEO view from the Oval Office?
I think the OMB is a very important player in that effort, because OMB assists the president in making budget allocations, and that's where the hammer is. The president can enforce his performance objectives through the Office of Management and Budget. And I think OMB is moving more toward a closer balance between managing and the budget. For many years, it was only the budget, but now there is more emphasis from OMB on performance management and achieving performance objectives. And so the last step, I think, in this evolving process is for the president to declare, I see myself as the CEO of the executive branch.
And if one is a political appointee, say a deputy secretary at an agency or in some other high-level political appointment, that person is dealing with a career civil service workforce. How could that relationship maybe change under that kind of CEO view?
Well, I think that political appointees up and down the chain allocate their time based on how the president allocates, in this case, his time. The more time that the president allocates to public policy implementation, the more time they will allocate to public policy implementation. And in future presidents, if indeed a president were to take on publicly this responsibility, I think who gets selected to be a political appointee might change, so that with more of a focus on managerial ability as well as policy expertise. So it would change who gets selected for political appointments and how they spend their time once appointed.
I guess if you look at a department like Veterans Affairs and all of the travails it has undergone the last couple of years, maybe a CEO type of focus over the long term could have prevented the deep-seated problems that they are now coming to light there.
Well, they certainly had a culture of where speaking truth to power was discouraged. And I think McDonnell is trying to ameliorate that. But again, the reporting structure for achieving performance goals was certainly not on President Obama's radar, nor on OMB's radar. And had it been, I think the VA issue would have been avoided.
Bob Tobias is Director of Business Development at the Key Executive Leadership Programs for American University. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.